You always hurt the one you love, the one.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I hope you enjoyed New Year, and I hope you became a better person, which I doubt it very much, because you did all the wonderful things, the food, the drugs, the love, the excitement. Hooray, hooray. You don't know how much harm that does you. But you can't call, I can't cure you of all your problems, but most of you, most of Americans today are mentally or physically ill, and physically ill because of the mentally. So they may not notice the mentally that created the physically. And I want to talk to you about war. Because even in America, where we have free speech, it's not that free. We have a group of people called socialism. That's it. Socialism are dangerous, mentally ill people. And they have some very successful effects on all of us. There's half of the country, half, a very dangerous half. But I will talk to you first about the war with them personally, the one-to-one, and then branch it out into civil war and the loss of a country. The unnecessary civil war can be avoided. And I am the only person who can explain this. Donald Trump is wonderful. He has what I am trying to tell you privately. You wonder how powerful he is, what a decent human being it is, but the decent human being in our president is hated by the socialists because they cannot win. Even if it's one person in power where they should be, we are relatively safe. But we can also lose him because they're very wiry and wicked. So we can't depend on Donald Trump alone and a few people around him. I need your help. Or I could put it simply, I can help you. I'm going to talk on the one-on-one war you have with everybody who is cruel, who will do to others what was done to you. That is the key. Do you understand that there's two forms of doing unto others forever, as was done to you forever? And there's another one which is a contradiction to that, and magic with respect to that. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Do you see, I rubbled that one a little bit. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. It's different. But both of them can explode. Because it's simply a principle. And how many minutes we have before? One more minute. Hold your horses. If you would like to share with me your problem with respect to what I'm about to say, hold your thoughts for a little bit. Let me get into the program and then say, yes, that's me. And every decent person listening to my program will say, wow, I never thought it was so simple to win. Now, that's the subject I'm going to be talking about. The phone number is 800-866-8883. May I suggest, if you would like to go to my FHU.com, FHU.com, and listen to Roy, 6 o'clock p.m. Monday through Friday, and you can listen to older programs tomorrow. The same program probably is tomorrow. We'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, hello again. I began the program with explaining to you how you can fight any kind of fight, whether it's your wife or your husband. It could be a bully. It could be anything. But you always can win if you don't lose your cool. I'm moving up to something very, very simple. I was saying basically in the opening of the program, in case you didn't hear it, I wish you will, because if you missed the first part, it's important, so you can go to my website, FHU.com, and listen to Roy Live. And you can listen to me from any part of the world. And you can call me back if you want to. And everybody will hear you speaking. Anyway, so I'll get to the point. The socialists, which we have, are at least half of this America. Very dangerous to have socialists. They have compassion on everything that's filthy. To love the worst in people, thinking that love is going to make them better. No, it's only going to embolden them more. And that's why eventually you had Obama, and he rose up and emboldened those people and made them more powerful. He loves the worst in them. He's a pseudo-Hitler. But a nice one. A sociopath is like God. A psychopath is like a gorilla. He'll kill you. See? No. The other one is different. Works differently. And you have the same thing in your family. You have a person who loves you, but really doesn't. He only loves you to get something back. But we're going to go into all this. I just want to start. And if you want to call me, because I'm going to talk about you, I'm going to talk about the socialist, and he'll scream, and he'll run away, but he'll come back, because the moment he starts to get upset with me, I own him. He's going to come back at least a week. He's going to say to himself, I'm not going to listen to that guy. Oh, yes, you will. You run away right now because you're all upset, but I own you. I've done to you what you would have done to anybody else. I got you screwed. You can't beat this. The only way you can cure it is to believe in me or hate me and slowly die, because I don't care whether you like me or not. I don't care if you come and put a gun in my face. That's not going to make you win. Because if I get shot, I am noble. And nobility is what God loves. You must not be afraid of the terror that is by light, by night. There's something in the Bible similar to that. You should not be suffered trouble by the war or whatever it is that lives by night. I wish I had it in front of me, but I'm sure you know what it is. Now let me just see you, and not try to figure out what the Bible's saying, because I just lost that. But I know you can grab, if you've been listening to me and you read the Bible, you know what I'm trying to say. You know the rest of it. So what I'm trying to say is this. The socialistic approach to warfare in America and everywhere else demands concessions of fear. It wants you to be upset. It will do everything to upset you, in mass or in private. And it begins with stupefying and making wrong right. To argue, to accuse you of what they are. There it is. Where do you get upset? The whole idea of a discussion in the media is to have somebody who's stronger with nonsense and somebody who's weak with goodness, sort of. Because goodness is the reason why the false goodness he has will be overcome by the bad. The stronger person who can confuse you, but once you could get upset. They actually, if you have a discussion on radio, they will make a ridiculous argument that was so clever. And then you have a person who's not as strong. They make sure. And so the stronger presence overcomes the weaker one. And pretty soon it goes like this. See, it begins by stupefying media arguments, confounding common sense with perverse lyrics, even with discordant music. They will talk to you about music which isn't music, and so on and so forth. The dialectical materialist system is illogical information. Let me just say it quickly. It's compounded of three steps: thesis, antithesis, synthesis. Now this is what it means. It's a code. Thesis is a perverse argument, an authoritarian argument. I know more than you do. That's going to be the sound of the person's voice. Antithesis is the person's failing to overcome the argument. And synthesis is the giving in. And the person who in the argument on radio or in person now owns you. And you do not see it. You have an anxiety inside you. And you don't know what to do with it. You will secretly resent the person that did it to you, but you cannot erase what he's put in you. So, the intellectual media is controlled and how can I say it? The money comes from other countries. The other countries will give the intellectual money and nobody else. Give them money and money and money and encourage the worst in people. And of course, the worst time we've ever had in history is Obama. And none of the, no, but you were so cowardly, my different friends, I was talking about over and over again, and nobody came to my rescue, but you listened to it anyway and thought to yourself, what can we do? You could do a lot. You go out and find lots of people. But you see, you don't have that knowledge. You don't have the authority. You're just as bad as everybody else. You do not know what love is. You don't know, and just not all of you, but most of you haven't the courage to say to your friend next door, excuse me if I'm hurting you, but and then you say da-da-da, whatever it is. You keep it covered up. You keep it with a smile. But your friend on the other side of the fence can resent you and you can feel it. And when you can feel it, he owns you. He gets inside you. Anybody who accuses you of what they do, in other words, they have done something wrong. And if you came in, for example, if you came into your home and all of a sudden you're surprised with a person that's taking your money, a thief, and you get upset right away. But he will raise his voice quickly if he's smart and upset you. And the police come. And he says to the police, this woman is da-da-da-da, whatever it is. And she's dumbfounded. And if he knows his cheese, he knows how to walk away from it. I don't want to really teach them how to do this, but you need to understand that, look, you teach a kid, you have an ice cream. And he has an ice cream. And his mother says, you really have to be gracious to your friend. And she teaches him to be gracious to the friend. And the kid goes to school, he has an ice cream. And a guy comes up, a little bigger than himself, says, hey, you got ice cream? Yeah? I like some of that. Well, it's my ice cream. I want some of that. He said, oh, okay, because he's been conditioned to give in, as if this was his love, and the guy eats the whole ice cream, because that's what it's all about. And then the kid gets resentful. And the resentful is part of his growing up now. He's growing up to be an appeaser, and he will eventually lose our country. Many of the children I have described with that inclination will be an appeaser and go to the religion that's appeaser, like Catholics. They think of love as appeasement. They cause war. They will cause war. The religious part of you, if you think that way. But you see, it is a principle. It's. I don't think you can call it really a principle, but let's call it a principle, but not a good one. What you need is a real principle. And the real principle is that this is the secret. Now sit quietly, and I'll go over again. I'm not going to boast, forgive me, I have gone through, I'm almost 90 in a couple of months, April the 2nd, and I have been around the world in dangerous places and had lots of problems. I had to fight. And when I fight, when I did a fight, I don't like to fight. I don't want to fight. But there's a way of fighting that isn't fighting. Now, let me put it this way. There's several aspects to what I'm about to say. Now, if you are Jesus, let me take, he says, let me bring him in, if you don't mind. He says, why call me good? There is no one good but God. In other words, there's a realm, and I know where the realm is, and you may have a taste of it. Anxiety is there's a missing part of it. And you think that anxiety is horrible, it's painful, and you look for something to smooth it and soothe it. But it will rise to the occasion of your need and make you worse. Just like a drug pusher, like eating food, a drug pusher, put them both together, you feel emptiness, and you look in the world for something to rise and make you feel better than you deserve. And it's exactly the same as a dope pusher giving dope to the dope pushover. The strength is in the evil. The strength is in the evil. The strength in the business, if you watch the TV with all the food and wonderful things, that's seduction. And all the excitement about the food, and you get this free and that free, and you get all kinds of neat things with it. That is a dangerous thing for you to fall for that. Simplicity is beautiful. We'll come to that in a minute. But you see what the principle is. I'm moving closely towards it. And so I'll give you an example. A very good example. There's two of them, or three of them. So let me share it with you. I have known what I'm teaching you for most of my life. I never lost a fight. Now listen carefully. I'm living in Ventura, California, and there's a space next door with no house on it, and then there's a gang that moves in. A gang. And it's about 50 years ago. And they go up and down the street because there's a dead end. And the police can't catch them. And there's about 20 of them in the house. And they really are a botheration. And so when they were going up and down in the street, and the car goes up and down like it's jumping up and down. You know how that is. I find myself in the middle of the road. Listen to how I said it. I found myself in the middle of the road. Found. I didn't put myself there. Something put me there. What am I doing here? But I'm not thinking like that. The car stopped. Just in front of me. Otherwise I would have been knocked down. Never moved. It upset them. Upset once. I'm winning already. They got upset. Because I couldn't do it. They wanted to run me over if they could. But I know that they would have at different times. But there were not those times. So it was safe. Everybody was watching. And my wife was saying, well, don't. Shut up. I said, just add a little charm here. My wife was, I said, be quiet. Let me take care of this myself. And so they were milling around the house. And I saw this big guy. And he was the leader. And I called out to him and said, who is your leader? And a big, tall person, I am. It's at like high noon. I am in the street, and he walks to me. And he towers over me. I'm 145 to 50 pounds, and he is whatever that was. Much bigger. And I said, I am going to control you. He said, what the hell are you saying? I said, I am going to hold, what did I say just now? I'm going to, I can't remember, forgive me. I've got that problem since I had hospice. I can't think it's, hospice, I can't remember. It's a very sick illness. I almost died from it. So you excuse me, I'm still recovering. But the point is, I kept that way. I said, I'm going to make you do what I want you to do. He says, what the hell are you talking about? I said, you're getting upset, aren't you? He says, yes. What's that got to do? I said, being upset is bad for you. What do you mean by that? I said, can you get angrier than you are right now? He says, yes, I can. I said, then be angry and see if you can get me. And he got angry. And then in a fraction of a second, his hand rose up. But I can see it ahead of time. I can read his mind. I can read anybody's mind. Because I have intuition. I can see inside. You don't have intuition. You can't really understand what's going on. You may be part of what's going on, but I'm not. And as he starts to lift his hand, I watched it. I said, now what you do to do is what I want you to do. He said, what? And all of a sudden, his hand froze in the air, and he couldn't put it down. And he walked away with his hand in the air back to his gang. And he didn't know what was happening to him. He was in a hypnotic state. That's what I'm talking about. He was in a hypnotic state, and he was going to do what I told him to do. Go back and get out of this. Get out of this area. Get out, all of you. And what did he do? Next morning, he was gone. But before he did that, he got on his motorcycle and ran. I said, "I get the police on you. Get your ticket. Who's next?" I took the whole bloody army. Now, that wasn't me. An ordinary person cannot do that. And I'm not one of you. I have Jesus in me. I'm a Jewish person. I have him in me. I have his nature in me. And so, I didn't do all that. I didn't have all the energy, the different kind of energy that is indifferent to motion. I didn't have that. It was like high noon. The next day, all the guys left, and everything was peace again. And then I was in South Africa. I'm not going to boast. I am only 150 years pounds, 150 pounds, and that's all. I got a little fat some time ago, but I lost it all. I've got my strength back. But in South Africa, something similar happened with the 250-pound guy. I hear the music. I'll give it to you after the program. I'm going to give you these stories and then continue making the point. It was, I don't have to win. I don't have to. If I don't lose my cool, I win. If you never lose your cool, everything bad comes along, like I just explained. Everything bad happens for good. In other words, in a manner of speaking, I didn't have to fight this person. I was able to overcome him and terrify him into running away or giving in. And just a little Jewish boy, 150 pounds. Now, I'm a diamond cutter. And way before that, I was in South Africa. And in the diamond, I took my brother with me and put him to Witwatersrand University and stayed there for a couple of years and realized all hell's going to break loose. So I had to go home again and come back to come to England, come to America. But let me tell you what happened there. There's a person of 260 pounds. And there's a special kind of athletic thing, I can't remember. Dave, if you know what that is, I can't remember the name of it. But every year you have all the different nations doing athletics. And he was training for it, 260 pounds. And he didn't like Jews. Well, I was really a Christian. I'm a Christian Jew. My teacher is Jesus. But I didn't know it then. It was beginning to appear to me that something is moving through me. I never lose. When I was in the military, everybody in the camps in Kent, South Kent, on the ocean where you can see bombs going off and ships shooting each other. In that training place, I took everybody on. And there's another story there, which is too long for me to tell you. But when I was in South Africa cutting diamonds, they decided that they didn't like Jews. And so they went on strike, and I needed to get back to England because I see the horror coming, not just from them, just because it was political. And so they went on strike and left me out. But this is what I did. I had pepper in my pocket, a big stick with goggles, and a big stick. And there was 100 of them outside, just, you know, they're doing what they do. 100. And so I was going to work, because if I didn't get the money and worked for a little while, I'd have to walk through Africa from the tip of Africa to near England. It couldn't be done. And so necessity came. I put the goggles on. I got the pepper in my pocket. I have a big stick and a coat. And I walked towards 100 men, 150-pound guy, and walked to it as calm as a cucumber. And as I approached to it, I feel the pepper in my pocket. I put the eyeglasses to protect my eyes and held a stick. And I walk right to them, and they open like the Red Sea. And I walked, and I was the only person working, making a living while they were standing outside. I earned the money and we came home. Why would I do this thing? It wasn't courage. It was something in me that will never give in. Something in me now. I'm almost time for me to stop work. But you can see me having a difficulty sometimes talking. Forgive me for that. But I love what I do. I want to share. This is not being, not being wrong. Not being proud of myself. Because I've understood this. Everything bad happens for good. And this, and also, what keeps in my mind is, why call me good, says Jesus. Even he says it. And having missed it, you Christians, you can't say he's God. That's dangerous. He says this. Why call me good? There is no one but good or nothing good except God. The love is in a realm inside us. We're not animals. We're part animals and part humans. But we have to learn to overcome the human. And let that power come from him. Because the bully is also getting power from the dark side. Someone, when he was a little boy, someone upset him. And made it, and when, so let's give you an example. There's a father that beats his kid to pulp. Hey, Dad, please don't hurt me. And another whack. And another whack. And he comes to school, crying. And his friend says, Johnny, why are you crying? Shut up! All of a sudden, he's his father. And all of a sudden, the kids shock. And they don't know what's wrong. They want to help him. No, I don't need help, as he says. And that shocks them even more. And then he gets a little bit better. And they cozy up to him. But what's happening is cozy up to him is that he shocked the kids into submission to him. And he all of a sudden he finds himself with power over the kids. And the kids take the identity. Some of the kids run away, but some of the kids take his identity and do unto others what was done to him, and he creates a gang. Because the boy that gives in and loved by the guy that was beaten by his father and shocked that young man and felt upset and angry, and the minute he became angry and shocked, he was hypnotic. He had a hypnotic state. Your parents have hypnotic states. Everybody born of woman is in a hypnotic state. So honor your father and mother for the days that belong before you. You understand that one. Why would you hate your parents? Why does the commandment says honor your mother and father? It could be, the word honor can be changed a little bit, because if you understand that doing unto others what was done unto you is a system. It's private system, or you can have a gang that will do to others what was done to him or her. Gangs grow, and people react, and they run away and try to appease them. And the government tries to appease. And if they purely appease, the more power you give them. But if you didn't appease, if you could start with your wife, if she starts to be angry and mean, why can't you look at her quietly and realize she knows not what she does? Understand, why you have this problem is you either appeaser to your mother for the failing of your father. Let's always put that in there. So it comes through the mother. Adam only had broke one law. Eve didn't have all that. She has as much power as evil as she wants. You've got to be very careful with Eve, because there's nothing behind her to say she's wrong. She can be wrong in anything. But the man who comes into the world from the woman needs to find his creator and not be subject to the woman. But the trouble is, he is. And so, socialism is feminine. Socialism is feminine. And so, when you get married, two things will happen. You look to the woman for love, because love is missing when you come born from a woman. When you're born from a woman, she's dangerous to you, dangerous to men. Because men look pieces. They need love. So they fall in love. The woman doesn't fall in love. The man falls in love and looks to the pleasure she can give, which is equal in a drug. What he's looking for is a drug. It's called love, but what it really is appeasement. Please, mommy, make me feel better. But the sex is a principle of that. And so you sin when you have relationship with a woman, whether you're married or not, if you do not understand what I'm saying, that she needs your love, but you can't give her love until you find what has made you impervious, you cannot be overcome. But you can't do it with saying it to yourself. You may be able to see the principle, but not be able to do it. I have a meditation which is free on the internet. AntidoteForAll.com. It's everywhere. Millions of people are using it now. Millions. 7 minutes, no religious words in it. Be still and know, and everything will change. In other words, the principle is to understand that women need the love that you haven't got. And she's the bully. She doesn't want to be a bully. But she will give you, if you are pretty enough, so to speak, and handsome enough, she will give you if you push her too hard. Ladies, be careful. Don't trust a person who will take you out for 6 months and look like a gentleman. And one day he starts to get a little bit awkward. He starts to babble a little bit and feel angry. She'll say, "What's the matter with you?" Well, anyway, if he feels uncomfortable, he starts to accuse her of this and that, and she starts to get upset. When she gets upset, she's gone. And the nice man eventually is appeased by her giving in, and she's finished. And the only thing she can do is to keep the family alone, to keep the family going, by giving in and giving in and giving in until there's nothing left in her and she's angry. And then all of a sudden the tables are turned. Now she's really angry. And she gets courage with anger. That's how you get a courage with anger. But that doesn't help any. And he runs away and goes to another woman. And there it goes. And then now she's angry. What she was a beautiful woman, but now she's not. The gentleman, the husband, or whatever it is that she was servicing, became a bully or an appeaser. And if she's appeaser, she keeps on giving because she thinks that's love. So they have sex at night and seem to enjoy herself, but she's not. But she can't say it. And next morning she's angry, and she says, "Well, why are you angry?" That's the husband saying, "Why are you angry, Joni?" And she doesn't want to talk. She doesn't know what to say. She's going to die. She's being sucked out. She's being sucked out by the bully. Or it can be the other way around. You could suck the man out so he gets cancer. He gives all his life. This country can give all your life if you don't understand what I'm saying. You will lose your country. You may lose your President Trump. You may lose him because they're going to try with every wicked thing, with every lie, with all the power of the media. With the power of the media are going to intimidate you and get all the people who have been intimidating into submission to do unto others what was done unto you. Can you think of half the country doing unto others what was done to you? What was done to them? Because they're being loved for it, their wickedness. They are loved. They think of all perversion as freedom. The worst, horrible, murderous, 50 million children dying, murdered. Only a few people rose up and went to jail. I tried. But it's not in you. You're not like soldiers, not like the military. It's your brothers, but the brothers are broken. Your brothers and sisters are broken. They're subject to the dark side of the force. They're bullies. They scream, they yell, they light fires. But you can't let them give in to it. You can't let them burn down your business. You need to shoot them, basically. You need to stand up for it. But the truth of the matter is, if you have what I have, there won't be any of that. All of that goes away. They know that they cannot win. Who understands what I'm saying? Now we have, in America, we have half of Americans are perverts. Going back to dialectical materialism system, thesis is the argument, the pressure. You react to it, and you try to, once you react to it, you lose. So whatever comes out of your mouth, you're going to lose. Antithesis is the failing to overcome the argument. But the reaction is not just the argument, it's the emotion that's turned your soul away from God to the person that upsets you. They win and you lose. That's the reason why. All of you. You're either bullies. Listen to me. Nearly all of you. It's a small number. I want it to be all of you. All of you people on the right. And maybe all the people on the left. If you learned not to react to anyone or anything. I mean that. When I say react to anything, if you come I'll give you an example. I had a big boat. It was about $50,000. I got a very good deal on it, by the way. That's worth it. I sold it for 50. I got it for about 20, something like that. It was a big 42 boat, brand new. The guy just wanted to get rid of it. And one day, I came home, and it sunk. And a big crowd around. Is that your boat? I says, yes. It's in the water. You see the mast sticking up? I said, okay. Well, doesn't it bother you? No. Nothing bothers me. I can see the injustice of everything, but injustice wants you to react. And so everything bad, I just have to just amplify it, if you don't. Everything bad happens for good for those that love the Lord. Now, how do you love the Lord? I had him in my life from the day I was born. I will talk to you another night about that. I did not know. I can just give you one more chance, just to make a point. What I did when I was 8 years old, never forgot it. There are other situations, but this one stood out. I have often said about my cousin Arnold, I can remember this as if it was yesterday. And he was cruel. He shocked me. And I felt a lump in my solar plexus. And so I didn't cry. It was a shock. And then something said to me, why do I feel a lump? Why does this energy, this what he says, where is the energy that causes the lump in my chest? And I stopped there for a minute. I said, I don't understand that, but maybe one day I will. Hear me? I am the one day. Because ever since that time, nothing bothered me. That's all. I didn't notice it at first for many, many years. And overcoming just about everything. Always losing, but winning. Yes, losing the boat, losing this, standing up for something. Like the story I gave you with the gang leader. I wasn't afraid, but he became afraid of me. If you're not afraid, really not afraid, it's not something you can muster up for yourself. You need to get a copy of Be Still. No, not that one. Do this one simple because it's free, no cost. I want the whole world to have it. There's millions of people doing this already because it's been a couple of years. I don't know the numbers. It's huge, growing. But all I want you to do is go to my website. Very simple. You don't have to look for it. It's fhu.com. Foundation of Human Understanding. You can hear my program every night or listen to it next day if you want to. And if you want to call me, you call me at 800-866-8883. And if you want to go to call my office Monday through Friday, 800-877-3227. Business hours, West Coast time. So let me finish just a little bit more now. What I had at that moment is what you can have it right now. In other words, be still and know I am God and you ain't. There is only one God and you cannot have two masters. You cannot have two masters because you will be subject to one or the other. And if you're subject to the dark side, if you're afraid, if you get upset, You are disconnected from your God without realizing it and taking on the identity of the bully. And you can appease him and everything's like copacetic. It seems normal. It isn't. It's cowardice. Catholics, listen to me. You do not know what love is. Do you hear me? I'm more of an authority than the bloody Pope. Excuse the expression. He's a nice man. I don't want to own you. I don't want you to make me a religion. I want you to find what's deep inside you so you don't need me anymore. You can't belong to the foundation of human understanding. You cannot. You can't belong to anything because if you belong to anything, it owns you. Your car will own you. Anything you love, anything you appease, doing unto others as they did unto you, creates a whole. Hitler did that by cruelty. Doing unto others, he got others to do what he wanted, to hate, to be hostile. In other words, when you are reacting to a really wicked person, a parent, it could be anybody. It could be anywhere. But if anybody has upset you, and you get upset, you lose. And you will be losing forever. You'll be struggling. And you'll be struggling in different ways. You'll be an appeaser. And when you're an appeaser, you embolden the bully. You embolden the bully that's next door. Or you embolden the bullies of half the country. They understand that. Or they don't understand what they're doing. So they go to violence. And you have to deal with the violence with dignity. In other words, you see, I stood in the street and fought that whole gang. It all went. But I didn't do it. I did not do it. It was him that made a home in me. Everything I ever do, I don't expect everything to come out right. But even if it comes out wrong, what seems to be wrong, I lose this, I lose that. I lose money. Somebody smashes my car. Reaction doesn't help you. You could be resentful towards the person who smashed your car and never survive it because you have become what they were. Accuse others of what you do. See it? Accuse others of what you do. And that nonsense can get to you all by itself, quietly. How many minutes we have? One more minute. Okay. But I didn't realize it was so late. Thank you very much. I'm sorry, I kind of lost myself a little bit over here. But please, go to my website. It's fhu.com. And look for the 7-minute exercise, 7-minute meditation. And if you have a computer, an iPhone, you can go directly on it. And it's there. Practice it twice a day. And then you will find a different energy flowing through you that cannot be overcome. But to overcome them. Overcome them. God bless you. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. God bless you. Have a nice week. I'll be here tomorrow.